By Scott Bailey and George Clark. Talatau Ammon could be cleared to return for Tonga in the World Cup, with the exiled half in a grey area while banned from the NRL and playing Queensland Cup. Talatau Ammon could be given the chance to press his case for an NRL return on the World Cup stage, with talks underway to see if the former St. George Illawarra half can be cleared to play for Tonga. AAP understands International Rugby League officials have reached out to the NRL to query Ammon's availability, following his impressive return in the Queensland Cup. Tonga have also made inquiries and are monitoring the situation closely, with the 24-year-old every chance of being part of their plans if cleared. Ammon last played NRL for St. George Illawarra in 2023, before being deregistered following a conviction for an assault involving a hammer. He was ordered to serve an intensive correction order in the community, bringing a halt to his 51-game NRL career. But Ammon has now scored 3 tries and set up 8 in 5 games for Wynnum Manly in the Queensland Cup. That form has prompted one NRL club official to privately declare Ammon would walk straight into a no-6 jersey after he set up 4 tries and 6 line breaks in his first game alone. Tonga have also watched his form closely, after the former Dragon was part of their most recent World Cup squad in 2022. The Queensland Rugby League liaised with the NRL's integrity unit before clearing his Wynnum Manly return, with Ammon allowed to play in state cup competitions. But AAP understands Ammon remains precluded from holding an NRL contract until at least February, when a community corrections order for a separate matter ends. The half is also working through programs with Wynnum Manly as he attempts to get his career back on track. The ARL Commission is effectively organizing this year's World Cup, prompting IRL Chair Troy Grant to reach out to ARLC counterpart Peter Vilandis to seek clarity on Ammon's status. Legal advice is being sought on the matter, with an outcome expected shortly. All parties are working towards Ammon playing in the tournament. Players need not hold an NRL contract to play in the event, but Ammon's current restrictions have created a gray area. Tonga coach Christian Wolf used a makeshift 5/8 in Isaiah Ayangi next to Dolphins star Istia Katoa in last year's Pacific Cup. Former Warriors and West's Tigers livewire Tuimola Lalohia is another option from the Super League, having last played for Tonga in 2024. But Tonga have kept a close watch on Ammon's strong early form for Wynnum Manly, and he is believed to be in consideration. A recognized 5/8 would serve Tonga well in the tournament, given they possess one of the game's most damaging forward packs, can strike out wide, and the ever-improving Katoa at halfback. Selection would also act as a massive boost for Ammon, who is keen to return to the NRL after not playing on the big stage for more than 3 years. Ammon last played tests for Tonga as a 20-year-old in the 2022 World Cup, where an inexperienced Katoa and Lalohia played in the halves.